T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, I'm delighted to welcome Ted Harvey, who is the chairman of the Committee to Defend the President, to the air. And Ted, I gotta think that there are political consequences for Democrats continuing to hold up a relief bill and so blatantly and disingenuously trying to blame the delay on Donald Trump and Republicans, when Republicans have said very clearly they'll pass a clean bill. They're just not going to pay off debts from Democrat states for the last decade. I mean, how is this playing? Do we have any polling data on this?
Well, I want to go back. I want to stay on and listen to your show and see how Virginia is handling their mail-in ballots. That's going to be interesting to see.
I'm worried about it.
thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, what's interesting is that the White House has said they will spend money. They've said they'll spend $400 billion on state and local payments. Mm-hmm. The only difference between Nancy Pelosi's request on that and the overall request from the White House is about $300 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money, right? We're talking $1.3 trillion. Yeah. $3 billion is a lot of money, but that's the only difference between the two when it comes to actual spending. Where the big difference is that Nancy Pelosi is demanding that, the White House and Mitch McConnell are demanding that there be protections, liability protections for businesses that open up and people get coronavirus. And Nancy Pelosi is saying she will absolutely not give liability protection because there are right now 30,000 lawsuits across the country from trial attorneys suing businesses. And Nancy Pelosi is not going to do anything to take money out of the pocket of the trial attorneys. And that's really what this comes down to.
That's the linchpin issue here. Something that we were talking about on this program back in March and April, it was so predictable that the lawyers would try to go after businesses. And even if they don't win the case, they wind up collecting exorbitant fees from businesses trying to defend themselves. It's crazy.
It is. It is. And I mean, you know, you're on the wrong side of the issue when Wolf Blitzer at CNN goes after you and asks you questions about why you're not wanting to help the citizens of the United States who are truly hurting. And if you watch that interview with Nancy Pelosi this weekend, Nancy Pelosi had no response. She melted down before the American people because she's never been questioned by the press the way Wolf Blitzer did. And you know you've lost the debate when CNN is attacking you.
It was interesting to watch her lash out at Wolf Blitzer and CNN and say that they're constantly apologizing for Republican congressional leaders. I was thinking, wow, is that the world you live in where you think CNN is apologizing for Republicans on any level of government? That's not my observation.
Right. It's laughable. The only thing that I wish Wolf would have brought up was this lawsuit protection. That's really the issue, because I would have loved to have seen her answer that. It's impossible for her to answer that question. What I did think was important was that he did bring out that in a letter that she sent to her caucus, that the only reason why Trump wants to move forward with an agreement is because he wants to have his name on a check before Election Day and for the stock market to go up. She is holding up sending out money and helping the citizens of this country, because she doesn't want Trump to have a victory before the election day. That's really what this comes down to.
Do you think somebody caves one way or the other in the next week? I mean, we're down to the last 14 days here.
Well, the president has given her everything she wants, except for this liability protection. And I can guarantee you, Mitch McConnell is not going to cave on liability protection. She wants to give money to her trial attorneys so that her trial attorneys can then turn around and give money to the Democrats. And it's a cyclical, corrupt system. I've been in Colorado politics. I've been in the legislature for 13 years. That is the way the trial attorneys and the Democrats work. It's hand in glove, and they protect each other, and they fund each other. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate relationship that deserves to be exposed. All right, so, Ted, I'm going to put you on the spot. I talk to people every afternoon when I get off the air who are distraught by the national press reporting these national polls. Do you think Donald Trump ekes out a win, and it's like 2016 where people go, oh, my God, the secret support for this man is amazing? Or do you think it's tighter? Do you think there's a chance this guy loses? It's almost like I'm schizophrenic. Every hour I have a different opinion. What do you think?
Well, if you look at every one of the swing state polls right now, it's within the margin of error. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was last time. Trump hasn't been in the lead of any of these swing states for 5 years. He's never once been in the lead of any of these swing states for 5 years, but they still call him President Trump because he won in 2016. And the same situation is going to happen this time. But I believe this scandal of the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden corruption family mobsters that they have, is going to become a huge deal between now and Election Day. And the swing states are going to go in the other direction. They're going to go in favor of Trump. So, yes, I believe Trump is going to win in the same numbers, if not more, on the Electoral College on November 3rd. And you're going to see some distraught Democrats across the country.
Yeah. Ted Harvey is the chairman of the committee to defend the president, and I sure hope that the national press will pay attention to the Hunter Biden emails. I think it's a legitimate story, and I can damn well guarantee you they would be covering it if it was about the Trump children.
If it was Trump, if it was Don Jr., I guarantee you this would be wall-to-wall 24/7 cable news reporting, without a doubt.
Ted Harvey, we'll talk to you again as we get closer to Election Day. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.